Whether you like it or not, the world today runs on oil and depends on petroleum for energy. And whether you like it or not, we're going to be dependent on that product for a long time to come. And that includes the United States as well as other countries of the world. The development of an alternative energy source to meet the world's demand is not just something that you're going to see within a year or 10 years or probably a century. And a lot of people in this country, and I don't blame them, are upset at the fact that we are so dependent on foreign countries like Saudi Arabia for the oil that we need. And there's a lot of talk about how we should be independent and shouldn't have to rely on the Arabs in the Middle East for our economy to survive. The interesting thing about this argument is that while we may not become independent of the oil as a product for our energy, we do have the capability of being independent in that field and not dependent on foreign oil. And of course, the single biggest obstacle to us being self-dependent or self-sufficient in energy when it comes to oil production is the environmental movement. The environmental movement are responsible for our dependence on foreign oil and ultimately for the high price of gasoline that we're paying here in this country. It is the environmentalists who stop us from offshore drilling, from drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Area that we own. It is the environmentalists that prevent us from building more refineries for gasoline. When you go in and pay $3.15 a gallon for gas, you're helping subsidize the environmental movement in this country, is what it amounts to. One of our great enemies in the world today, politically, of course, is Muslim fanaticism, the Osama bin Ladens and the Al-Qaeda of the world. But I'd put environmental fanaticism right up there alongside or at least the second biggest enemy we have, with the Sierra Club and Earth First and that crowd. They may not go around blowing things up like Al-Qaeda, but they're causing just as much damage. This is Buck Compton.